ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه السلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال عليه السلام في قوله تعالى إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان، العدل الإنصاف، والإحسان التفضل.
أمير المؤمنين Ali alayhi salam said about Allah saying in the Quran, chapter 16, verse 90, Verily, Allah enjoins justice, adl, and benevolence, ihsan. Here, adl means equidistribution, and ihsan means favor.
And Imam Ali's greatness was not confined just to the battlefield. Rather, he was also matchless in the matters of faith, piety, purity and eloquence, magnanimity and generosity, bravery and courage, selflessness and self-sacrifice, honor and dignity, freedom, and helping the deprived and the oppressed in the society. And he was staunch and unwavering in support for the truth, no matter the cost.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Dear friends, dear listeners, one of the profound lessons which we learn from the great Imam Ali, alayhi salam, is the promotion of every single human being's value and likewise kindness to all human beings. Now, in Imam Ali's immaculate thoughts, which of course stem from the pure Muhammadan Islam, the value of a man was according to his humanity and his kindness to people. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam pointed to this fact in his letters to his governmental officers. The most famous of them was his epistle to the Wali, his governor of Egypt. Can you guess what Imam Ali said to his governor? Well, Imam Ali said in his letter, "Fill up your heart with affection and kindness towards people. Do not treat them fiercely like a greedy beast, which feels satisfied by devouring some other beast. Be careful not to appropriate what belongs to others. Remember that people are of two kinds. They are either your brothers in religion or your brothers in mankind. They are usually subject to mistakes, but you have to forgive their inadvertent slips if you would like to be forgiven by Allah. You are their chief as I am your chief, and Allah watches us both. Allah wants you to manage their affairs." Dear brothers and sisters, how many profound and beautiful things have been taught to us by Imam Ali. And even though he lived over 1,000 years ago, Imam Ali's immaculate words are applicable in our daily lives and for our contemporary world. Things such as be affectionate towards the people, treat the people humanely, do not take unjustly what belongs to others, be merciful and forgiving towards one another, and finally, that all people are our brothers and sisters, whether in religion or in humanity. A beautiful and much needed lesson for today's dreary world and today's hungry and thirsty people for knowledge and wisdom, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
Those of us who have held on to it, me, as a lover of Ahlul Bayt, I understand this inner depth because many a times I've tried to negate it. I've said, what if I don't love Ahlul Bayt? Where will I be? And I see the remnants of that disconnection, and I fear it because I see the world. The world is out there floating in space. Everybody's looking for the truth. Allah says, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ ضَالِينَهُ. People who are disconnected, they have no direction. Allah says, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Guide me on the path of those people you have chosen. Quran is saying that, and we say 10 times a day in our daily prayers. What does it mean? This is the celebration. That Allah is saying that if you don't give this appointment, all types of problems, even salah, will not be understood properly. Whether we fold our hands this way, open, sideways. How is it done? What do we do? The most conspicuous act of the Messenger of Allah is salah. If we cannot figure out where his hands are, then if I'm an unbeliever, I can certainly pose that question to say, if this man was so central and pivotal to your faith, how come you don't even know that? Final point I want to make. You might say there are hadith that bring both arguments. Brothers and sisters, let's understand the dynamics of history. They say winners are the ones who write history. When the Umayyad Empire established itself and got a stronghold, it decided to create a pathway, a historical pathway, wherein they became the masters of hadith. And then the Abbasid took over. They continued this process. And as time proceeded, it became solidified in time, which became canonical. Today, when we're arguing and debating at different levels, don't forget this historical context. Just like when I talk to Christians and they say, well, this is what happened with Paul, and this is what happened. True, winners wrote history. They canonized books. They considered them holy. They holified them. They became central to their faith. Now you have to prove everything from the basis of what was canonized as a result of people who came later in history. We have to be wise enough to understand that and to say, okay, let's look at it. But at the end of the day, what really shatters it all is this inner essence to say, has Imam Ali alayhi salam ever been rebuked in the Quran?
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.